So this week, a 57 member reached out to me and he asked, John, if I sign a card, when the campaign ends, will you help me get into the IBEW? And I told him what I tell every unrepresented electrical worker who reaches out to me. I said, look, if there's a way I can help you, I will, whether you sign a card or not. Now, of the 57 members who have joined Local One, not all of them signed cards. But his question caused me to reflect on a foundational aspect of trade union organizing. I was reminded of the failed effort to organize the workers at the Amazon facility in Bessemer. Maybe you followed it. It was in the news for months. After the loss, so-called experts emerged from everywhere to autopsy the campaign, picking it apart piece by piece. They failed to do this. They failed to do that. The organizers failed to do this. It's easy to armchair quarterback a campaign of that size. But for me, the answer was in the responses of the workers themselves. If you read them, it was clear that the organizers failed to help them understand the most fundamental aspect of trade unionism, that each of them collectively are the union. To the workers at Bessemer, the union was some separate entity, some brick-and-mortar building, some union representative. Many of them claimed that they failed to see the value in becoming union. So they didn't really understand that our job as organizers is to simply empower them to take action. So I told him, I told this 57 member, I said, look, don't sign a card for me. Sign one for the guy you're working with. Sign one for the B card guy who is doing the same work as you, but making so much less since you're A card. Sign one for the apprentice who would see an instant raise if he was placed in the IBW's program at the same level. Because if we are successful, we will lift up everyone. But you have to understand that basic concept. Now, this gentleman understood our goal was to get cards signed, but he was missing this fundamental point. Why is that? I thought about that. Why is that? Because all of you were pulled into a union because your employer saw an opportunity to gain access to 100% union projects without having to pay the freight. Not because you chose to be part of a union. You were pulled into a union because your contractor saw a way to not have to pay the freight and get a union label. They were able to be given a union label without having to pay the wages and benefits and maintain the established working conditions for electrical workers. And they took advantage of it. Now, my goal is to empower you to seize your collective power. I am simply your guide on a journey to a better life. It is your choice whether or not you decide to take that journey. The power doesn't come from John Carhoff. The power comes from each and every one of you standing together. The definition of solidarity, if you look it up, it is individuals with a common interest taking action, mutual support within a group. Signing a card is the easiest thing you will ever do. But don't do it for me. Do it for each other. Do it for your family. Do it for your future. Every former 57 member had their own reasons for seeking out IBEW representation. For some, it was the representation itself. For some, it was economic. For some, it was the desire to be part of a real democratic labor union. An organizer can't force you to care about each other. Either you do or you don't. You either recognize the substandard contract you work under is unjust or you don't. I hope you do. Visit jointheibw.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.